In a world obsessed with quick-fix wealth strategies and get-rich-quick schemes, Rabbi Daniel Lappin offers something refreshingly different. Business Secrets from the Bible has become a quiet phenomenon among successful entrepreneurs and business leaders, with figures like Dave Ramsey and Ben Shapiro citing it as transformative to their financial philosophy. What makes this book stand out in the crowded business advice marketplace is its counterintuitive premise. True wealth creation isn't just compatible with spiritual principles, it's actually dependent on them. While many religious texts have been interpreted to suggest that wealth and spirituality exist in opposition, Lappin argues the opposite. Drawing from ancient Jewish wisdom spanning thousands of years, he presents a framework where serving others, building meaningful relationships, and developing strong character aren't just moral imperatives, they're the very foundation of sustainable prosperity. This perspective has made the book a surprising bridge builder between faith communities and business circles, offering a path to success that doesn't require compromising deeper values. At the heart of Rabbi Lappin's teaching lies a revolutionary concept. Making money is fundamentally a spiritual activity. This isn't merely a feel-good sentiment, but a practical framework for understanding wealth creation. Unlike physical activities like eating or sleeping that satisfy immediate bodily needs, economic transactions create value through human connection and mutual benefit. When we engage in commerce, we participate in something transcendent. Every business transaction represents two individuals coming together, each walking away happier than before. The buyer receives something they value more than their money, while the seller receives money they value more than their product or service. This mutual benefit creates a spiritual dance of human connection where both parties win. This perspective transforms how we view our work. Rather than seeing business as a necessary evil or merely a means to an end, it becomes a canvas for creativity and making a difference. When we provide goods or services that genuinely improve others' lives, we participate in something greater than ourselves. Our work becomes an expression of our unique human abilities and spiritual principles. The implications are profound. If making money is spiritual, then our financial endeavors should align with our deepest values. Business decisions shouldn't be compartmentalized from our moral compass, but guided by it. This doesn't mean sacrificing profitability, quite the opposite. When we approach business with integrity, empower employees, nurture positive work environments, and make a positive impact, we create sustainable success that transcends mere financial gain. This perspective liberates us from the false dichotomy between doing good and doing well. We can pursue financial prosperity while remaining true to our values, creating businesses that serve as testaments to our spiritual principles rather than compromises of them. God wants each of us to be obsessively preoccupied with the needs and desires of His other children. This counterintuitive principle forms the foundation of Rabbi Lappin's approach to business success. Rather than focusing primarily on our own needs and wants, true prosperity comes when we direct our attention outward, seeking to understand and fulfill the needs of others. This principle challenges the common misconception that business success requires ruthless self-interest. Instead, it reveals that the path to prosperity lies in becoming genuinely valuable to others. When we shift our focus from what can I get to what can I give, we unlock opportunities that might otherwise remain invisible. The most successful businesses in history understand this principle intuitively. They don't begin with products or services they want to sell. They start by identifying genuine needs they can fulfill. Apple didn't create the iPhone because Steve Jobs wanted to make a phone. They created it because they recognized people's desire for a seamless, intuitive mobile experience. Amazon didn't build its empire by focusing on what Jeff Bezos wanted to sell, but by obsessively focusing on customer needs and convenience. This principle extends beyond just business strategy to encompass our entire approach to work and relationships. When we genuinely seek to understand others' needs and desires, their challenges, aspirations, and pain points, we position ourselves to create value in ways that others cannot. This specialized understanding allows us to develop unique solutions that stand out in the marketplace. The beauty of this approach is its sustainability. When your primary focus is serving others, you create a positive cycle that naturally leads to your own needs being met. As you help others achieve their goals, they become invested in your success. Your reputation grows, word-of-mouth referrals increase, and opportunities multiply. Not because you pursued them directly, but because they emerge naturally from your service-oriented approach. This principle also addresses the common struggle many face in identifying their purpose or passion. Rather than endlessly searching within, Rabbi Lappin suggests looking outward. What needs can you fulfill? What problems can you solve? Where can your unique talents and abilities create value for others? By answering these questions, you not only discover meaningful work, but also position yourself for financial success. We are created in the image of an infinite God, endowed with boundless imagination, potential, creative power, and desires. This profound truth has remarkable implications for our approach to business and life. Unlike animals who remain content with basic needs fulfilled, humans are designed to continuously strive, create, and expand our horizons. This explains why we're never truly satisfied with maintaining the status quo. The moment we achieve one goal, we naturally begin reaching for the next. This isn't a flaw in human nature, but a reflection of our divine design. We're meant to grow, develop, and continuously tap into our limitless potential. Consider how this plays out in the business world. Companies that stop innovating eventually become obsolete. Those that continue pushing boundaries, like Apple, Amazon, or Tesla, remain at the forefront of their industries. This isn't merely about corporate strategy, it's about aligning with the fundamental nature of human potential. The story of Richard Lemieux powerfully illustrates this principle. Once a successful businessman, Lemieux lost everything and found himself homeless, living in his van with his dog. Rather than accepting this as his permanent reality, he tapped into his innate human capacity for transformation. He wrote a book about his experiences, Breakfast at Sally's, which became successful enough to lift him out of homelessness. His story reminds us that no circumstance, however dire, represents the final word on our potential. Holocaust survivors provide another profound example. Individuals like William Konar, Nathan Schappel, and Felix Zandman experienced unimaginable trauma, yet rebuilt their lives and created successful businesses after the war. Their resilience demonstrates that humans possess an extraordinary capacity to transcend circumstances and create new realities. This understanding should reshape how we approach challenges and setbacks. Rather than viewing obstacles as permanent limitations, we can see them as opportunities to tap into our infinite potential. Every problem we face invites creative solutions. Every setback contains the seeds of future growth. The practical application is clear. We should never settle for mediocrity or accept artificial limitations on what we can achieve. Our desires for growth, improvement, and achievement aren't signs of greed or discontent, but reflections of our divine nature. By embracing these desires and channeling them towards serving others, we align ourselves with our highest purpose. The fundamental design of our universe revolves around connection. From the subatomic particles that form bonds to create matter, to the complex social structures that define human civilization, everything thrives through relationship. This principle has profound implications for business success and personal fulfillment. When we recognize that the universe was created for connection, we understand that swimming against this current leads to disappointment and failure. Businesses that operate in isolation, focusing solely on transactions rather than relationships, ultimately limit their potential. Conversely, those that embrace connection, Building networks, fostering community, and creating value through collaboration position themselves for sustainable success. Consider how this principle manifests in successful businesses. Companies like Starbucks don't just sell coffee, they create spaces for human connection. Apple doesn't just sell technology, they foster communities of loyal users who connect through shared experiences. These businesses understand intuitively that their success depends on facilitating meaningful connections. This perspective transforms how we view business creation. Rather than seeing it merely as a way to generate profit, we can recognize it as an elevated form of philanthropy. When you create a business that provides meaningful employment, you don't just help someone meet their immediate needs, you empower them to build a sustainable future. This creates a ripple effect that extends far beyond what traditional charity might accomplish. The beauty of this approach lies in its win-win nature. By blending ideas, resources, and talents to create solutions that benefit others, we naturally create abundance for ourselves as well. There's no contradiction between serving others and achieving personal success. In fact, the former leads naturally to the latter when we align ourselves with this universal principle of connection. This understanding should reshape how we approach networking and relationship building. Rather than viewing these activities as merely strategic or transactional, we can recognize them as fundamental to our design and purpose. Every meaningful connection we create has the potential to generate value, solve problems, and create positive change, both for others and ourselves. The three most important words: relationships, relationships, relationships. This mantra captures perhaps the most essential principle for business success and personal fulfillment. In an increasingly isolated world where loneliness has become epidemic, understanding the transformative power of human connection is more crucial than ever. The Hebrew word for friend, chaver, derives from the root meaning obligation, revealing a profound truth. Genuine relationships involve mutual responsibility and commitment. This runs counter to our culture's casual approach to connections, suggesting instead that meaningful relationships require investment and reciprocity. This principle manifests powerfully in the business world through the exchange of favors. When we do something for someone else, or when they do something for us, we create bonds that transcend mere transactions. These mutual obligations form the foundation of lasting business relationships, partnerships, and networks that drive success. Consider how this plays out in professional settings. The colleague who stays late to help you meet a deadline, the mentor who makes an introduction to a key contact, the client who refers new business. These acts of service create connections that technology can never replace. They form the invisible infrastructure of successful careers and businesses. The implications extend beyond individual success to organizational culture. Companies that foster genuine connection and mutual support among team members create environments where innovation flourishes and challenges are overcome collectively. This explains why some organizations consistently outperform others with similar resources and market positions. For individuals navigating their careers, this principle offers clear guidance. Become indispensable by serving others enthusiastically. Rather than focusing primarily on what you can gain from your workplace, concentrate on how you can contribute value. This approach naturally positions you as someone others want to work with, recommend, and support. The connection between relationships and financial success isn't coincidental. It's causal. Money represents evidence of service to others and relationship building. When we create value for others through our work, products, or services, financial rewards naturally follow. This perspective transforms how we view wealth, seeing it not as an end in itself, but as a reflection of the connections and value we've created. This principle offers hope and direction in an increasingly fragmented world. By intentionally building meaningful relationships based on mutual obligation and service, we create not only pathways to professional success, but also the deep human connections that give life its richness and meaning. Life isn't about what you know, it's about who you are. This profound insight challenges our culture's emphasis on information and credentials, redirecting our focus to character development as the foundation of lasting success. While knowledge matters, it's ultimately our character, our self-discipline, integrity, and strength of will that determines whether we'll transform knowledge into meaningful achievement. Consider how often we know what we should do, but fail to act accordingly. We know we should save money, exercise regularly, or follow through on commitments, yet we frequently fall short. This gap between knowledge and action reveals that information alone is insufficient. We need the character strength to align our behavior with what we know to be right. The development of character isn't optional for those seeking sustainable success. Self-discipline helps us resist immediate temptations in favor of long-term goals. Integrity ensures we make ethical choices that build trust with others. Perseverance enables us to overcome inevitable setbacks rather than abandoning our pursuits at the first sign of difficulty. These character traits don't develop automatically. They require intentional cultivation through daily choices and habits. Each time we follow through on a commitment despite inconvenience, each time we choose honesty when dishonesty might offer short-term advantage, each time we persist through challenges rather than giving up, we strengthen the character foundation that supports lasting success. This perspective transforms how we view obstacles and setbacks. Rather than seeing them merely as impediments to our goals, we can recognize them as opportunities to develop the character traits essential for achievement. The resistance we face in pursuing our objectives isn't just something to overcome. It's the very means by which we develop the strength necessary for success. The business implications are significant. Companies and individuals with strong character earn trust, and trust is the currency of commerce. When clients, partners, and colleagues know they can rely on your word, when they're confident in your integrity and commitment to excellence, they naturally choose to work with you over less trustworthy alternatives. This principle also explains why some highly knowledgeable or talented individuals fail to achieve their potential. Without the character foundation to support their gifts, they may start strong, but ultimately falter when faced with challenges that require persistence, ethical decision-making, or delayed gratification. By focusing on character development along skill acquisition, we create a foundation for success that can weather changing circumstances, economic fluctuations, and industry disruptions. While specific knowledge may become outdated and particular skills may become obsolete, strong character remains valuable in every context and circumstance. As painful as change can be, it often contains the seeds of growth. In a world characterized by accelerating technological advancement, economic shifts, and cultural transformation, the ability to navigate change effectively has become essential for both personal and professional success. Change is inevitable. Markets evolve, technologies emerge, consumer preferences shift, and competitive landscapes transform. Those who resist these changes, clinging desperately to familiar methods and models, often find themselves left behind. Conversely, those who develop the capacity to adapt and pivot position themselves to thrive regardless of circumstances. The biblical story of General Joab from King David's army illustrates this principle powerfully. When facing a difficult battle on two fronts, Joab didn't abandon his purpose, but adapted his approach, dividing his forces strategically to address both threats. His flexibility and method, while maintaining clarity of purpose, led to victory. This distinction between purpose and method provides a crucial framework for navigating change. Our ultimate goals, creating value, serving others, building meaningful relationships, remain constant. However, the specific approaches we take to achieve these goals must evolve with changing circumstances. Consider how successful businesses exemplify this principle. Netflix maintained its purpose of providing convenient entertainment while pivoting from DVD delivery to streaming. Amazon remained focused on customer convenience while expanding from books to virtually every product category. These companies succeeded not by rigidly adhering to particular methods, but by remaining flexible in their approach while staying true to their core purpose. The metaphor of life as a video rather than a static photograph further illuminates this principle. A snapshot captures only a moment, potentially missing the trajectory and context that give meaning to that moment. Similarly, focusing too narrowly on present circumstances without considering how they fit into broader patterns of change can lead to short-sighted decisions and missed opportunities. Developing the capacity to navigate change requires both wisdom and courage. Wisdom helps us discern which aspects of our approach should remain constant and which should evolve. Courage enables us to step away from familiar patterns and embrace new possibilities, even when doing so involves risk and uncertainty. This perspective transforms how we view challenges and disruptions. Rather than seeing them merely as threats to be avoided, we can recognize them as potential catalysts for growth and innovation. The very circumstances that seem most difficult often contain the seeds of our greatest advances, if we have the wisdom to recognize them and the courage to nurture them. By combining timeless principles with adaptable methods, we position ourselves to thrive amid change rather than merely surviving it. This approach enables us to move forward confidently, even when the road ahead isn't entirely clear, trusting that each step we take brings new clarity and opportunity. Our relationship with money fundamentally shapes our ability to create and maintain wealth. Many people harbor negative feelings about money, guilt, anxiety, or confusion that hinder their financial success regardless of their technical knowledge or skills. Transforming this relationship begins with understanding money's true nature and purpose. Money isn't merely currency, it's a spiritual construct representing our participation in the economy and service to others. Unlike physical objects limited to one location, money's value flows through the economy, impacting multiple lives simultaneously. This perspective challenges the false notion that money is finite and zero-sum, revealing instead how wealth creation can benefit everyone involved. When we understand money as certificates of performance for services rendered to others, we recognize its profound connection to human relationships and value creation. Money comes into existence when individuals serve one another, generating cycles of prosperity throughout the economy. This understanding liberates us from unnecessary guilt about profit-making, helping us see that proper transactions benefit both buyer and seller. Financial literacy, the ability to measure, count, and understand money, forms an essential component of this wisdom. Just as losing weight requires a scale to measure progress, financial growth demands systems for tracking and counting. The Hebrew language reinforces this connection, as words for counting also signify people of substance, highlighting the link between numeracy and prosperity. Many people excuse themselves from financial literacy by claiming they're not numbers people. However, this skill is both learnable and essential. Approaching financial statements with the same determination we apply to other life challenges positions us for economic empowerment and success. Without this foundational knowledge, even the most talented individuals may struggle to translate their abilities into sustainable wealth. Giving, paradoxically, plays a crucial role in developing a healthy relationship with money. Ancient Jewish wisdom teaches that generously and wisely giving isn't merely a religious act, but transforms our self-perception. By stretching our giving muscles, we become more capable of investing time, energy, and money in building a business. This practice enriches not only the recipient's lives, but brings immeasurable richness to our own as well. By aligning our thoughts, feelings, and actions with the understanding that money is a tool for good, we make wiser financial decisions and achieve greater business success. This holistic approach to financial wisdom, combining proper understanding, practical literacy, and generous giving, creates a foundation for sustainable prosperity that benefits both ourselves and others. Effective leadership begins not with techniques or strategies, but with authentic character and clear purpose. The most powerful organ of leadership isn't the brain, but the mouth. Your ability to communicate effectively distinguishes successful professionals across all fields, from business to medicine to sales. The difference between thriving and struggling often comes down to how well you connect with others through your words, generating powerful word-of-mouth recommendations and inspiring those you lead. This communication isn't merely about eloquence or persuasion, but about conveying authentic conviction. People can discern when we're truly committed versus merely seeking personal gain. They respond not just to what we say, but to who we are, our integrity, our values, and our genuine concern for others' well-being. This explains why some technically proficient managers fail to inspire, while others with less formal training create passionate, committed teams. True leadership, paradoxically, requires the ability to follow. As the ancient wisdom teaches, you cannot lead if you cannot follow. Educational systems often neglect teaching crucial life skills like being a team player. Yet employers highly value good character and the right attitude over specific skills. Service isn't merely performing tasks, but understanding customer needs and approaching work with humanity. Great leaders recognize they're always serving others, whether customers, stockholders, or employees. This service orientation doesn't mean abandoning vision or direction. Leaders must maintain clear purpose while adapting methods as circumstances change. The Hebrew concept of having multiple faces, panim, suggests that effective leaders present different aspects of themselves in different contexts, not as signs of dishonesty, but as essential elements for navigating relationships effectively. This includes knowing when to share information and when discretion better serves the team's interests. Developing leadership capacity requires continuous growth and self-improvement. Reading aloud regularly, practicing public speaking, using natural gestures, and maintaining meaningful eye contact aren't innate talents, but learned abilities that improve with dedicated practice. By mastering communication, you create deeper connections, inspire trust, and significantly impact both your effectiveness and income potential. The ultimate measure of leadership isn't personal achievement, but the growth and success of those you lead. By focusing on serving authentically, communicating effectively, and maintaining clear purpose while remaining adaptable in approach, you create an environment where others can flourish. This servant leader orientation transforms not only organizational outcomes, but also the lives and trajectories of everyone you influence. The journey to integrating spiritual principles with business success requires more than theoretical understanding. It demands practical application in daily decisions and habits. By implementing these principles consistently, you create a foundation for sustainable prosperity that honors both your spiritual values and professional aspirations. Begin by developing a service orientation in everything you do. Ask yourself regularly, how can I add value to others today? Rather than focusing primarily on what you can gain, concentrate on understanding and meeting others' needs. This shift in perspective naturally positions you to create meaningful solutions and build valuable relationships. Cultivate self-awareness about your relationship with money. Examine whether you harbor negative feelings or limiting beliefs about wealth that might be hindering your success. Practice gratitude for the resources you already have while maintaining healthy ambition for growth. Remember that money represents your service to others, not a measure of your worth or character. Invest intentionally in relationship building. Schedule regular time for connecting with colleagues, clients, and mentors. look for opportunities to offer assistance without immediate expectation of return. Remember that genuine connections form through mutual obligation and service, not merely transactional exchanges. Develop financial literacy as a non-negotiable skill. Set aside time weekly to review your financial statements, track progress toward goals, and increase your understanding of money management. If this area feels challenging, seek resources or mentorship to strengthen your capabilities. Practice generosity as a pathway to abundance. Identify causes or organizations aligned with your values and establish regular giving habits. Notice how this practice shifts your perspective from scarcity to sufficiency and opens you to receiving as well as giving. Embrace structure and boundaries as tools for freedom rather than limitations. Create clear schedules, establish priorities, and eliminate distractions that prevent focused work. Paradoxically, these constraints will enhance your creativity and productivity rather than hindering them. Develop communication skills through deliberate practice. Read aloud daily to improve articulation, seek opportunities for public speaking, and pay attention to how your words impact others. Remember that your mouth is your most important leadership organ. Cultivate character traits essential for success. Identify specific virtues you want to strengthen, perhaps integrity, self-discipline, or perseverance, and create small daily practices that develop these qualities. Recognize that who you are ultimately matters more than what you know. Remain adaptable amid change while maintaining clear purpose. Regularly review your methods and approaches, asking whether they still serve your ultimate goals effectively. Be willing to pivot strategies when circumstances change while keeping your core values and mission constant. By implementing these practical steps consistently, you create alignment between spiritual principles and business practices. This integration leads not only to financial prosperity, but also to meaningful contribution and personal fulfillment, the true measures of success in business and life.